To Han's surprise, it was Saba who answered. He can't. Why not? Because Lysel wouldn't allow it. Luke said, he or she doesn't want us to find Jaina and the others.
Fay,
June corrected. Luke frowned. What?
Fay,
June said.
Lysel isn't their leader. Lysel is them.
They all share one name? Leia asked.
In a sense, but it's more than that. The way they think of it, they're all Lysel together. Lysel is the nest, but so are all of the members.
They don't have an individual sense of identity? Leia asked.
I think that's so, June said. But I'm not really current on my xenobiological definitions.
Kajunda!
Tarfang chortled something helpful sounding. Master Tarfang says that it's only important to remember that when you say Lysel, you might be talking about the entire nest or any of its members.
Cozy, Han said. So why doesn't Lysel want us to find Jaina?
You have seen the joiners?
You mean Lysel's translators?
Not translators, June said. Joiners. They're Lysel too.
Saba lowered her scaly brow.
How can that be? Most of them do not even have six limbs. It doesn't matter, June said. They've been absorbed.
Absorbed? Han asked. Absorbed how?
Mentally, I suspect, Luke said. Is it some sort of brainwashing? June shrugged.
All I know is that when someone spends too long in a nest, he gets absorbed.
You're saying that my daughter thinks she's some kind of bug?
Han demanded, taking a step forward.
And you weren't going to tell me?
June jumped up and stepped behind Leia.
It's not my fault!
Take it easy, Han, Luke said. We don't know that that has happened.
Do we know it hasn't?
Han countered. What does Lysel need with a group of Jedi Knights? Leia asked.
I don't know, June said. But they left with Yunu.
Yunu?
The central nest, June said. Your daughter and the others were met by an escort of Yunu guards.
Then there's an organization of nests? Leia asked June. The Sullustan nodded.
The colony?
Han thought he was beginning to understand.
How big?
June pulled the datapad from beneath his utilities, then began punching keys.
I have heard 375 names.
Luke whistled. Enough to stretch from here to the Chiss frontier. Now this is beginning to make some sense.
How do you figure? Han asked.
The situation isn't complicated, Leia said. The colony is rubbing borders with the Chiss Empire. It's pretty clear why the Central Nest might want a team of Jedi joiners on their side, especially this particular team.
Jedi commandos are good equalizers, Han agreed. But what I want to know is how the colony got them to come out here in the first place.
Several moments passed with no answer, and finally, their gazes began to drift toward June. Tarfang's eyes darted from one to the other of them, and finally, he jabbered in angry denial.
Tarfang asks that you stop looking at them. He denies any involvement.
That's not what we were implying, Leia said. But we do need your help, Luke said to June. Han needs your help. We must find our Jedi Knights. June considered this for a moment, then said,
Perhaps there is a way. There's room in the forward hold if we hide you in there.
Forget it, Han said. We're flying our own ships.
I'm sure we can think of a way to follow Captain June. Luke spoke in a tone that suggested he had already solved this problem. We may need to install a couple of pieces of equipment. Tarfang raised a lip, then jabbered a demand.
What kind of equipment?
C-3PO translated. The secret kind, Luke said, glaring at the Ewok.